Last week, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Republican lawmakers unveiled their plan to raise the debt ceiling and cut government spending. It's called the Limit, Save, Grow Act and would lift the debt limit by $1.5 trillion. It's the GOP's plan to avert a catastrophic default on the US's debt obligations. But the significant spending cuts in the proposal would likely make life dramatically harder for many across the nation. Dorian Warren is co-president of the nonprofit Community Change, and he joins me now. Hi, Dorian.
Hi, Deepa. Great to be with you.
Dorian, let's start with the food assistance that some lower-income families receive. It's known as SNAP benefits. And the proposal wants to add a work requirement, which, Dorian, I have to say, makes me think about Bill Clinton's changes in the late 90s to welfare requiring people to work for the benefit. And we know that didn't work out very well. Is it feasible or realistic for the people who currently receive these food benefits to suddenly have to start working for them?
Well, let me say this, Deepa, because people of color, black and brown people, often face more barriers to both education as well as employment discrimination. They're more likely to receive, say, Medicaid or food assistance through the SNAP program, for instance. And so what that means is that policies that take away this help from people who need it the most disproportionately affects people of color. And so this has been a tried over many decades to basically take away vital assistance from people who need it. And at the end of the day, the people most hurt are children. This increases child poverty and hunger. So you shouldn't believe that it's about trying to balance a budget. It's really sort of a cruel move to take away basic assistance from ordinary people.
And what did we learn from the 90s welfare to work? What lessons were there about how that really did what you're saying and impacted children?
We learned that unless you are actually creating high quality, good paying jobs and giving people access to them free from discrimination, you end up pushing and shoving people and particularly children back into poverty. In fact, Deepa, we learned the opposite lesson that just the last couple of years in the midst of the pandemic, particularly in 2021, we gave no strings attached cash, meaning no work requirements, specifically cash in terms of economic impact payments, and the child tax credit, which we expanded temporarily in 2021 and resulted in the lowest child poverty rates in American history. This is the exact opposite. And I think it's intentional because of what we know from the data and evidence. We basically cut child poverty by almost half, lowest records of child poverty ever in American history, and particularly for Black and brown children.
Yeah. Dorian, let's talk about the cuts to housing assistance. That is part of a broader Republican agenda. Tell us more about that.
640,000 fewer families would get help under their proposal from the Housing Choice Voucher Program. Another 286,000 families would be eliminated from something called the Project-Based Rental Assistance Program. And this is in the context, Deepa, of what we know are some of the highest housing costs on record. It is intentional and frankly cruel to say at a moment of increased housing costs, almost right, a million families would be thrown off of these programs.
And at a time of large housing insecurity, that seems particularly cruel. Let's move to cuts to childcare. Lay out for us what the Republicans propose and what that trickle-down effect would be on families if there was less childcare available.
100,000 childcare slots across the country would be taken away at a time when we're in a childcare crisis. Another 200,000 Head Start slots would be taken away by the Republicans' proposed agenda. Again, when we've been in the midst of a childcare crisis, by the way, before the pandemic, which was exacerbated by the pandemic, and we have not solved this crisis yet. But instead of putting something on the table to say, hey, we know working families and ordinary people need help, right, with care for their children. And by the way, when you put kids in childcare, it enables people to actually go to work. Mm. So it's the opposite of what they claim they want to do in terms of work requirements. I have no words to describe how backwards this is as an agenda item.
Yeah. And I want to ask you, Dorian, because it comes on this today, as we've covered elsewhere in the program, it's a National Day of Action to call for more childcare and for better pay for childcare providers. But take these all holistically. cuts to childcare, cuts to food assistance, cuts to housing assistance. What ripple effect would this have on communities?
This would be devastating for particularly low-income people and especially low-income families of color. It would actually throw people into poverty. It would not address any of the people's basic needs or well-being. And in fact, it would create similar conditions to what we experienced as a country and especially for vulnerable communities at the height of the pandemic.
And we should be clear, the Democrats have said many of these proposals are a non-starter, but we thought they were worth exploring because it speaks to the larger Republican agenda currently in Congress. Dorian Warren is from the nonprofit Community Change. Dorian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Deepa.